When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Karen Levy, Senior Vice President and Private Banking Group Manager at Associated Bank. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back today.
I want to get started on student loans, focusing on repayments, which are going to be getting underway here soon. I want to first get your overall impressions of where we are at in this and what the deadline is for this repayment.
So we're coming off a couple of years, actually, since the pandemic of having a hiatus on these payments. So people with student loans haven't had to make a payment and haven't been penalized for not making those payments over the last 2 to 3 years. But just starting September 2024, the interest started ticking again, and those with student loans are going to have to start making payments beginning next week, October 1st.
Talk to us about how significant this is going to be for some folks. I know we've had people who are using this money for other stuff over the last couple of years. Is this going to be a big financial hit for some of them?
Some people it will. They've gotten away from, like you said, not making those payments, using that allocation of funds to do other things, spending it on entertainment or travel because they haven't had to make these payments. And now they're going to come next week. They're going to have to add this to their monthly budget. And that's going to be a shock for many. But there are different things that you can look at out there to help with it. There are different payment plans to fit the different stages of your life. So each person really needs to evaluate where they are, what stage of life they're in, and what kind of programs are out there.
What kind of programs are out there? I know there's one that's called Savings on a Valuable Education, or SAVE. Is that one of the big ones?
That is a newer one that's coming out. That's replacing another one from years back, but it's what that one is doing is it's looking at everybody's individual situation, looking at their income, and then limiting the payments to 5 or maybe 10% of that discretionary income. So then that's going to allow those that are coming in and, you know, either new jobs or starting out or have other expenses that they're able to prioritize and put the money away so they're not having to make a full payment, and then they're not going to be penalized for making that minimum payment.
If people don't qualify for that, what are some of the strategies for tackling this and keeping up on it?
Well, so you want to look and see where you are and what's happening in your life. Are you looking to move to a different state? Are you getting divorced? Are you looking to buy a home? Those situations are all going to come into play as everybody prioritizes what they need to do. For instance, if you're moving to a new state, there are different programs in the states for loan forgiveness based on your work status. So 47 of the 50 states plus the District of Columbia offer residents relief in exchange for work in the public service sector, such as social work or teaching. You know, the requirements are different from state to state, so you have to really do your research and see what your state has to offer. You know, if you're getting a divorce, you're going to want to look and see, did you take out that student loan before you got married? Because then it's your debt. It's not going to be a shared debt unless there's some agreement with the prenuptial agreement. If you got the student loan while you were married, then that could be shared debt. And again, it's going to be different by state. It's going to be different for how long you were together, how much the income is. So a lot of these factors go into this. So you really want to make sure you're doing your research and you understand how that loan affects you. One of the things I read, which is so true, and I see this in my line of work all the time, is if you're looking for that next big purchase, so you have your student loans, you're looking to buy a house, you want to make sure that you're being diligent about making these payments and making them on time so not to affect your credit score, because then your credit score is going to affect the mortgage rate that you're going to get and be able to qualify for. So you want to make sure that the payments are there, you're getting good credit, and so that you qualify for the best rate on that next large purchase.
A lot of folks have been hoping that they would get some of the student loans or all of their student loans forgiven. Has that ship sailed? Are we likely not going to see any of that happen, or are some people getting their loans forgiven?
I don't think everybody's going to see loans forgiven, but there are programs out there that if you make, you know, a certain number of years of payments that you can have a balance forgiven after 10 or 20 years of consistent payment. Or as I mentioned earlier, if you're working in the public sector, social work or teaching, you could have some of that debt relieved without paying the full amount. So you really want to research. I'm coming back to that. You want to understand where you are, what state you're in, and how these programs work to see if there's any portion of that that can be forgiven.
If you can pay more than what the payment says, should you try to pay off these loans faster than not?
Some people you should, some people shouldn't. You want to look, you want to make sure you're filling all your buckets. I know in past segments we've talked about paying off higher credit card debt and getting that down and making sure your credit score is good. You want to make sure you're building that emergency fund. You want to try and have 6 to 9 months of emergency savings to cover expenses in case you're out of work or injured and can't work for a period of time. You want to make sure you're putting away for 401k. I mean, people think, you know, I'm in my 30s. I don't need to worry about it. I got a long time. It's here before you know it. And even just putting a little bit in that bucket will help get you to where you want to be at retirement. And just making sure you're making those allocations to all the important buckets.
Yeah, that last one there is a big one. I know that a lot of folks, me included, I decided to pay off student loans and not fund a 401k until it was, you know, too late, I think. And that's something you shouldn't do, right?
You should look at it, because some people it may be worthwhile that they have a lot of the student loans, but even if you can put a little bit away and you do a 401k at work and you get a company match, you want to make sure you're putting enough in to get that company match, because that's just free money coming to you. So if you contribute 6% and your employer will give you 6%, you just made 6% that year. So you'd be foolish not to do it. So you want to look at the big picture and understand the programs available to you.
Karen, there is a report that says student loan borrowers owe about nearly $1.65 trillion in student loan debt. And the question has been asked, is this going to be the next financial crisis in the U.S.?
It sounds like that's an extremely large, large number when you hit the trillion number. But I don't think it is. I think the government is being proactive with the student loans and trying to get programs out there like that SAVE program. And I think back in 07 and 08, when we had the mortgage crisis, we were being reactive. You know, a lot of people back then were getting mortgages that they didn't qualify for. There was something called a no documentation loan. So you didn't really have to show proof of income or proof of employment to show that you can make these monthly payments. Rates were low. They were done on adjustable rate arms for a short period of time. And then when the rates changed and the rates went up, people couldn't afford it. So a lot of people were given the real estate back to the banks, and the banks didn't want to be real estate holders. And investors who bought the package loans, they were getting what they thought were investment grade, and they were subprime. So investors lost money. And then the whole value of the real estate went down. So I don't think we're going to see that here with the student loans. You know, the $1.63 trillion sounds huge. But when we were looking at the mortgages that were out there, it was over $12 trillion. You know, the default rate was higher on the mortgage of about 11 or 12%. Student loan default rate is less than 1%, and it's anticipated to stay that low through 2024. So I really don't think we're going to see this big of a collapse or a collapse like we saw with the real estate market.
And you would think that with the student loans story in the headlines a lot, that fewer people would be getting them. But the actual number of people getting student loans is up, isn't it?
It is. It's easy to get the student loans, and a lot of people need them. The cost of higher education and college education is through the roof. But then we got to repay it back. So you got to look at it. It's easy to get it now, and it gets you through school. But you got to be forward thinking and how you're going to work to pay that back.
This may be above your pay grade, but is anybody talking about something to replace student loans? Is there another answer besides loaning all this money to kids to go to school?
You know, in my line of work, I work with the parents and how to structure this with financial planning and savings and, you know, for adults that have the homes and have the equity in the house, using that to help students pay for loans so not to have the student loan debt. But as far as any other specific programs, I'm not familiar of anything coming out.
Yeah. The reality is that for some in the economy today, they're not going to be able to afford homes. They can't afford cars. They're probably possibly living with their family still with these student loans. So it is impacting a younger generation of people in the economy, isn't it?
It is. It's taking them longer to get on their feet. They have this debt to repay. Then, you know, next thing is to have a car so they can travel back and forth to work, and then a mortgage. So you see a lot more renting and entering things slowly than back in our parents' generation, where you've got married and you got your house right away. So kids are doing things differently today.
All right, Karen, great conversation. As always, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can reach me at Associated Bank. My direct line is area code 312-544-4604.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. Have a great day.